Call from mom. Answer it. Call silenced.
Instacart knows nothing gets between you and the game. That's why they make ordering from your couch easy. Stock up today and get all your groceries for the week delivered in as fast as 30 minutes without missing a minute of the game.
You have 47 new voicemails.
Download the app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
It's time for the Alan Stock Answer on News Talk 840 KXNT and on demand at KXNT.com. Here's Alan Stock.
Why would anyone admit someone into their home knowing that person intended to do them some kind of harm? Foolish question when you know the answer. Now recently, Democrat Representatives Rashida Tlaib and Ilhan Omar made a bid to enter Israel. However, they didn't really make a bid to enter Israel. They declared they wanted to enter Palestine. This was their way of ignoring the legitimacy of Israel as an entity and replacing it with the name of an entity that does not exist. They were to be hosted by a group that was paying for their excursion, a group called MIFTA, a non-governmental organization that's extremely anti-Semitic and has ties to terrorist sympathizers. They also declined to meet with any Israeli officials, conservative or liberal. The purpose of the Congresswoman's trip to Israel was to point out just how bad Arab so-called Palestinians and most non-Jews have it under the government of the Jewish State of Israel. They were also hoping to support the BDS movement, a movement that supports boycotting Israel with the goal being to eliminate the Jewish state altogether. In other words, their intent was to do whatever they could possibly do to harm the state of Israel. Well, Israel denied their admission. Democrat members of Congress immediately condemned Israel. Critics suggest that if Israel was such a democratic country, they should admit anyone, and especially members of the U.S. Congress. Now, Rashida Tlaib then applied for admission to Israel on the humanitarian grounds that she wanted to visit her elderly grandmother for what could be the last time she might see her. The Interior Ministry agreed to the humanitarian request and released a letter purportedly signed by Tlaib in which she promised not to advocate for boycotts during her visit. Well, that statement read in part, quote, "This could be my last opportunity to see her. I will respect any restrictions and will not promote boycotts against Israel during my visit," end of quote. Some Palestinians expressed disappointment with her statement, and that all led to her decision to cancel the visit entirely. She released a statement that said in part, quote, "Visiting my grandmother under these oppressive conditions meant to humiliate me would break my grandmother's heart," end of quote. Israeli Interior Minister Aryeh Deri said after the cancellation that her initial request was apparently a provocative request aimed at bashing the state of Israel. He tweeted, quote, "Apparently her hate for Israel overcomes her love for her grandmother," end of quote. Democrat leadership in the House suggested members of Congress should automatically be welcome, but the truth behind the whole affair came from Republican Jewish Coalition Executive Director Matt Brooks, who suggested BDS is, quote, "a cover for anti-Semitism," end of quote. And he clearly stated, quote, "Being a member of Congress or an elected official is not a golden ticket for you to travel in bad faith to a host country for the sole purpose of using the country as a backdrop platform to advance radical policy positions," end of quote. Now, the sad truth is that Democrats in Congress won't confront the anti-Semites such as Tlaib and Omar. They refuse to expose their true intentions. Instead, they call out Israel for not admitting anti-Semites into Israel, knowing the Congresswoman intended to do as much harm as possible to the Jewish nation. Well, good for Israel. They've got to stand their ground, and apparently they are. And most people in this country know where the bigotry in Congress is really coming from. I'm Alan Stock. Keep on thinking free.
We really need new phones.
T-Mobile will cover the cost of four amazing new iPhone 15s, and each line is only $25 a month.
New iPhone 15s? It's better
over here. Only at T-Mobile, get four iPhone 15s on us and four lines for $25 per line per month with eligible trade-in when you switch.
Minimum of 4 lines for $25 per line per month with auto pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto pay, plus taxes and fees. Phone fee at 24 monthly bill credits for well qualified customers. Contact us before canceling account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on required finance agreement due. $35 per line connection charge applies. See T-Mobile.com.